The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Nachman Rosen, author of the Birchas Nachman Kuntresim and member of Beis Medrash Gavoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Zvachim on Lamed Heyam Beis, Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, Ubali Mumin, Rabbi Kiva Machshav, Ubali Mumin. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Perek Mizbech Makadish, that is talking about the Perek Mizbech Makadish, talking about the halacha of psulim, that even though you're not makir of them lechatchila, if you very put them on the mizbeach, him all yerid. Once it's on the mizbeach, you don't take it off and you're makir it. And the Mishnah in Perek Mizbeach Lekadesh goes to which psulim are do we say him all yerid, and which ones we say him all teirid. And the Mishnah there brings the shidus of Rekiva. Rekiva makir bali mumin. Rekiva said bali mumin is also from the psulim. That him olo leyered, that if it went on the mizbeach, it already went on the mizbeach, we don't take it down and we're makriv it. So the Gemara over here by us brings the Mishnah and says, Amram Chir Bar Abba, Amram Rabbi Yochanan, loy hichshir of Akiva b'dukin shebayin, hoyol k'sherim b'ayfus. Akiva is only machshir, only on a mum, like dukin shebayin, since this type of mum is kosher boifus, because the cloud, the Gemara says in Perek Mizbech Mekadesh, how do you know which psulim is in Allah lo yered? The Gemara says if it has a hechsher b'makom acher, if we find somewhere else where this psul doesn't apply, so then we say that it's not such a strong psul, and such a psulim olo yered, like the Gemara says, tamei is in olo yered, because we know that tamo is the chuyar hutra b'tzibur. So since we find, even though this person is a carbon yachid, but since we find the hechsher mamakam acher, we find the hechsher somewhere else, so that's enough that we say him all the yerid. So Chibar Abba said, so Bishar B'yechron, so Rekiva is makshir because of mumin like the Chibayim, which are kosher ba'ifis. And once they're kosher ba'ifis, so we have a hechsher mamakam acher. And Ashi Taisus explained that it's lav dafka this mum, it means, because by ifis, the cloud is that a regular mum does not pass a knife. Rashi here by us brings a posik, parashas emor, tamin zocher ba boker ba ksomen ba izim. And where darshin is tamis v'zachris v'behema, vein tamis v'zachris v'oifis. That only by behema, you can only bring a behema that does not have a bamum, and only a zocher. But by an oif, you could bring a oilas nekeva, you could bring a nekeva, and you could bring even a bamum. But except, the only exception is, by oif, you can't bring an oif that's mechusar ever. It's missing a hole. If it's missing a whole limb, then Rashbos brings the Gemara that if it's mechusar ever, then even by oif, you can't bring it. So Taisa says, and the Gemara says, Alba Dagid Shabayin, it doesn't mean that this specific soul of a mum in the eye. It means any mum that's not, it's not missing a limb. So since it's kosher ba'ifis, so we found the hechsher b'makom acher, so therefore it's im Allah lo yered. So the Gemara continues, v'hu shekadam hekdesha es mumo. There's a condition, which type of bali mumo in the Rabbi Akiva say im Allah yered? That's if kadam hekdesha es mumo. If you were makdishit, and then it became a mum. Because there's two types of bali mumo. The Mishnah on the Chayrus in the second parak on Daf Yudalad says is mechalking two types of karbonos with mumin. There's a carbon that's kodam hekdeshas mumo that it started out being not having a mum and you're makdishit. So then you're hekdeshas chal and it has kedushas aguf. But then later on it got a mum, so it already has kedushas aguf. Now they got a mum, so you're allowed to be paid it. Once there's a mum, then you could be poided. But the Mishnah says, even after you're poided, it's still osur begizah v'avoido. You learn from a pasuk that even after you're poided, some of the kedusha remains, and you're not allowed to be geizes. It's osur begizah u'b'avoido. And the chalav is also osur. That's one type. A balmum. There's another type of a mum, shekadam muma lekdesha. It started out being a balmum, and then you're a makdashit. So then, since at the time that you were makdish it was already a Baal Mom, so your hektish is that you cannot be makdish it of Kedushas HaGuf, you can only be makdish it of Kedushas Domim. You can only be makdish it of Kedushas Domim. And therefore, so you can be paided, but when you're paided, it goes out l'chulin l'gamrei. It's not also b'giza v'avoidah. It's totally mutter because it was never chalon it a Kedushas HaGuf, it was just a Kedushas Domim. And the Mishnah there says two exceptions. Chutz min ha-bechor u min ha-meiser, that carbon bechor and carbon meiser behema, there you could be makdish an animal, there kedushas chal, even on a bamum meikara, even if it was a bamum to begin with, then the kedushas haguf is chal by carbon bechor, because there the kedusha is meirechem, as soon as the bechor is born, right away it gets kedushas haguf. And by Ma'isa Behema, the Pasuk says, and in the Parash Bechel Kaisai, it says, Toiv B'ra, Rabbi Toiv, and Ra is Balmum. So we see the Kedushas HaGuf could be Chal on a Ma'isa Behema, even when the Mum came before the Hekdesh. And there's one more exception, and that is by Tmuro. The Mishnah says in Mesechus Tmuro that you could make a Tmuro out of a Behema. That's a Baal Mum. You put it next to an animal, a regular carbon, and you say, Zoo, this one should be like this one. You're over the lab of Tmura. And even though the Tmura is a Baal Mum, still the Hektish is Chal on the Tmura. Kol Ponim, back to the Gemara over here in Zvachon says, Vahusha Kadam Ekdeshas Vum. Why did Rekiva say Moli Yerid on a Baal Mum? So it has to have Kedushas Aguf. It can't be just a Kedushas Domim. It has to have Kedushas Aguf. So how does it have Kedushas Aguf? It means Kadam Ekdeshas Vum. You were Makdish it before it had a Mum. So it already got the Kedushas Aguf. Now that it has a Mum, so it has Kedushas Aguf, so Lechatchila, it's also to be makrivit, but im ola leyerid. But if it's all the way around, kada amum ola ekdesho, if the mum came first, so then it doesn't have kedushas aguf. It doesn't have kedushas aguf, so as long as, vada, even if you put it on the mizbeach, it's teyrid, you have to take it down, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. Where it continues, umoydi rabbi akiva, boilas nekeva, the command of kada amum ola ekdesho domi. Akiva's moydi, boilas nekeva, that it would be, if it went on the Mizbeach, Teirid, you take it down. Why? The command, the Kodam Umalek Deisha Dami. It's as if the Mum came before the Hektish, where he said, oh, if it went up, it goes down. So the Chayra, you would learn, the Gemara is saying, Oilas Mekeva is like Kodam Umalek Deisha, where the Mum came before the Hektish, which is Teirid. Why? Because it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf. It only has a Kedushas Dom Baal. That's the Chayr, how you learn Pshat in the Gemara. Comes along the Brisker Rav, and the letters in the back of the Sefer, Chedushim Oren Briz HaLevi, he wrote a letter in the back, it's printed in the back of the Sefer, and he says that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Says the Brisker Rav, can't be. Oilas Nekeva, we know that even though Nekeva is possible for Behema, and it's only kosher by Oifis, we know that it does have Kedushas HaGuf. It brings around you that it's Oisa Tzmura. You could take this Oilas Nekeva, and with it make a different animal a Tzmura. And the klal is that you cannot make a Tzmura only from a carbon that has Kedushas HaGuf. But if it has Kedushas Domim, you cannot use it to make another animal into a tmura. So the Gemara says in the Sechus Tmura that Oilas Nekeva could make another animal a tmura. So it must be Oilas Nekeva does have Kedushas HaGuf. So it says the Brisker Rav. So then what's the Gemara by us saying? It says the Brisker Rav Achidish that the Gemara means Oilas Nekeva, it has Kedushas HaGuf, but it doesn't have Kedushas HaKrova. It doesn't have Kedusha Likariv to be makriv. There's two types of Kedusha. There's Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf means you cannot be paida without a mum. A Kedushas Domim, you can be paida all the time. You don't need a mum. Kedushas HaGuf cannot be paida without a mum.
So Eilus Nekeva has Kedushas HaGuf, but it doesn't have Kedushas HaKrovo. It cannot be Makrov, it's possible HaKrovo. And not just that it's possible, it doesn't have, it's missing in the Kedusha. It doesn't have the Kedusha for HaKrovo. So he says the Biskarov, that's what the Gemara means. Since it's missing the Kedushas HaKrovo, so then, even if it went on the Mizbeach, it would have to go down because Eina Mizbeach Mekadesh Elos Aroilo. It has to be Roy for the Mizbeach. And Aulas Mekeva, so it doesn't, even though it has Kedushas HaGuf, it can't be Paided unless it has a Mom, still it doesn't have the second level of Kedusha, of Kedushas HaKrovo, of Kedusha to be Makrovit. That Aulas Mekeva doesn't have, so therefore it's not Roylo for the Mizbeach. It's not Roy Look, the Mizbeach and the Mela, the Mizbeach won't be Mekadeshit, and even if it went on to the Mizbeach, it has to be Peirid. The Biskarov continues that from this, he understands that we can understand the aside in a Gemara that comes up in many places in Shas. It's in the first parak of Zvachim, and Daf Yud Beis. It's also in Kedushin, Dav Zayin Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Behemo shel shnei shutvim, Behemo belongs to two partners, Hikdash Chatzio, and one of the partners is Makdash, the part that he owns, Bechazer Veloka Chatzio, and then he purchases the second half from his other partner, Vig Tisho, so now it's his, so now he's Makdash the second half. Kedoshio Veina Kravit, has Kedusha, but you cannot be Makravit. I mean, where it says, because it's dachli. Why? At the time that he was makdish the first half, he only owned half the animal. He could only makdish half the animal. So at the time that he was makdish, he wasn't makdish it for akrava. So even though now, later on, he purchased the second half of the animal, and he could be makdish the whole thing, but it's too late. It's already chala dachli. It's already chala. It's already pushed off. It's already pushed off. And once it was pushed off, you can't get it back. So the Gemara says, Shmamino Tlas. You see from Rabbi Yochanan three things. Shmamino Balichayim Nidochim. You see there's a din dichoy even on Balichayim. Even though some say that there's only dichoy only by Shchutim. Rabbi Yochanan holds even here the animal wasn't shachar, it was a Balichay, still there's dochi. Shmamino dichoy mi kar havi dichoy. A dichoy even though for the beginning of its hektish, it's a dichoy meikar, even from the beginning of the hektish it was dochoy, there is a dochoy. Shvamino, yeish dichoy bedomim. And we see there is dichoy even bedomim. So this is what the last one is what the Biskarov is coming to explain. The word says, yeish dichoy bedomim. So, l'chayr you would learn, dichoy bedomim, that it doesn't have a kedushas haguf. It only has a kedushas domim. And still, even though it's just a kedushas domim, still the chiddush is that it's chal a din dochi. And once it's dochi, you can't bring it anymore as a carbon. Even though now he bought the second half of the animal and he was makdish the animal, so really it's really a lot of trouble. But it's very chal din dochi. So when was a chal din dochi? When he only was makdish half an animal. So he's makdish half an animal. Chayri, you learn pashut. That it was makdish half an animal. It's just a kedushas domim ba'alma, and still afal pichein is chal din dochi. So that's if this girl comes to say no, that's not the pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara says the same thing. Yesh tichi b'domim by a carbon nekeva. In the case of nekeva l'pischoi, the same thing is similar to nekeva l'oilo. It's a psul nekeva. You can't bring a behemo as a carbon if it's in a nekeva. The Gemara says in psachim, Jermaktish Nekeva Lepischoi. The Gemara says also that it's Chaladin Dochi. It's Chaladin Dochi. Shmami Notlas, the same Shmami Notlas, as the Gemara in Zvachim Yubezim and Aleph. So Shmami No Yesh Dichoi Bedomim. It's a Dichoi Bedomim by Nekeva Lepischoi. Nekeva Lepischoi, same thing as Nekeva Leoilo. That Briskarov explained, Avada, it has Kedushas HaGuf. It has a Kedushas HaGuf. It just doesn't have the second Kedusha La Krovo. And that's why it's not royal in Mizbeach and Moloi Teiretz. He says that's what it means. Yesh Dichoi Bedomim. That even though it doesn't have a Kedushas HaKrovo, it just has a Kedushas HaGuf, Afal Pichein, it's Chal, the Din Dichoi, that once it's possible, it's nifsal, you can't get it back. And he says, but on a regular klushas domim, if it would be only klushas domim, that it could be paid without a mum, there's no raya that there's a din dachi, there's no din dachi at all. The whole din dachi is only ishdicha b'domim. The Biskarov is learning that doesn't mean a klushas domim, it means a klushas aguf. But it means a klushas aguf without a klushas akrova. Because that's how the Rav explained why nekeva la'ilo, nekeva la'pischai, that's the, what title, it has one level of kedusha, it has kedusha sagof. It cannot be paid without a mum. But it doesn't have kedusha sakrava, it's missing in the kedusha to be roi for a carbon, and that's why Olo, if it went on the Mizbeach, Teirator, we don't say Mizbeach Mekadish, that's absolutum. So, but that's what we're saying, Afal Pichin, that it doesn't have kedusha sakrava, still, Yesh Dicha B'damim. When he was Makdish, so this Rav learns when he was Behema Shel Shnei Shotfim, and he was Makdish half of it, then it is Chal Klusha Sagov. You know, he doesn't own the whole animal, and he was only Makdish half the animal. The Risk Rav says, no, you have to say he was Makdish that Chatzi of the animal Klusha Sagov. And then Chazul Oka Chatzi, then he went and bought the other half of the animal, Vikdisha is Makdish the whole animal, Klusha Vena Kreva. It's Kaddish, but he cannot be Magravit because of the Din Dichui. Because when he was Makdish, Chatzi Behema, it's the same thing as Nekeva Loyal and Nekeva Lepischa, that it has a Klusha Sagov, but it doesn't have a Klusha Sakrava, because he cannot be Makdish half an animal. So it's missing in the Kedusha for Akrava. And that's what we're saying, Shmami no, Yesh Dichu B'Domin, that even though it's not a regular carbon, it doesn't have a Klusha Sakrava, still, the Chiddush is, Yesh Dichu B'Domin, it still be Chal, Psul Dichui, that he cannot be Makravit even when he buys the whole animal, and now it's ready for Akrava.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.